Palmer resident Eric Cordero has lived in the Matanuska Valley for the past 7 years. He has a wife, 2 children, a degree in political science, and a background in public service.
I'm also involved with Rotary. I'm the past president of the Palmer Rotary Club.
He commutes, along with most Valley workers, to Anchorage, where he manages the nonprofit Alaska Legal Services Corporation, which provides pro bono services for low-income people like seniors and domestic violence victims. And he co-founded and chaired the Hispanic Affairs Council, although he says he's not claiming distinction as the Hispanic candidate. Cordero is worried about political corruption in Juneau.
Over the years, you could see that there's been less and less people going out to vote or less people interested in being civically engaged. And I think that that's part of losing that faith in the public process. I don't have an answer, but I would say people sometimes feel entitled to being in a government position or a power position. And unfortunately, I don't know what motivated the individuals. But of course, money, I guess, was the number one issue for them. But I think what we need to do is make sure that that culture, you know, doesn't expand or it doesn't become a permanent part of the culture in Juneau. And the sad thing is that people are already thinking that Juneau and corruption is the same. And that's a problem.
He lists energy as one of the Valley's top voter concerns.
There are approximately between 11,000 to 14,000 people in Matsu that drive to Anchorage for work. That's a huge percentage of the population. And lately, with the gasoline prices and food prices and everything going up, people are making tough choices. And some people are actually quitting their jobs in Anchorage for a lower-paying job without benefits in Matsu because they can't afford getting to work. They would have to sacrifice other basic needs.
Cordero says 80,000 Alaskans qualify as low income on a federal level, and we need to do more as a state to change that. And as a father of small children, he says education has got to be a priority.
The state needs to do something right away, and they need to re-implement the defined retirement programs. That's hurting our schools, and it's hurting with retention and recruitment of good teachers. There can never be enough funding for adequate schools. It's an investment in our own future. We need to remain competitive. We need to encourage schools to make sure that they encourage a culture of students staying in Alaska rather than leaving Alaska.
Cordero says he wants more state funding for schools to offset escalating borough property taxes. This election marks his first run for office. Cordero says it's good to get involved in community affairs. He says many Juneau legislators are not hearing the voices of many of the people they are supposed to represent. Cordero supports the Obama-Biden team in the national election. Republican Linda Menard has name recognition, being married to Matanuska Susitna Borough Mayor Kurt Menard. She founded the first Matsu School Foundation and was the first president of the Matsu Health Foundation. Menard has a 12-year background on the borough school board and currently serves on the Matsu Hospital Board. Concern for senior citizens is one thing she has in common with Cordero.
And I would like to see an opportunity where maybe we can sit around the table and look at the longevity bonus plan again. So that would be one area that I would be interested in looking at. And I think we have desensitized ourselves towards our seniors, and I would like to work on that.
Menard has a long history in community service, and she says one thing legislators have to take into consideration is spending.
You know, of course, everything comes down to what fiscally we are going to be able to spend on those programs.
Menard says she's throwing her support behind the McCain-Palin ticket. Menard's comments were made on the public television show Running. I'm Ellen Lockyer.